Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a schus for Refuah Shleima for Maris Hannah Miriam Bas Chana, and for Aryeh Dov Ben Malach, and for Zev Yisrael Ben Esther, and for Yehuda Ben Sion Ben Naomi, and Madeline Miriam Bas Momir. Shalom Refuah Shleima Soch Shar Chol Yisrael, and Aziva Kogman to Dina Gittel Bas Perel Necho, and Tova Chaya Bas Shein Deliba, and Aryeh Ben Yamin. Ben Sarah, Ari bin Yamin bin Sarah Machla. We find, with respect, we're learning the Pachad Yitzchok Maimer Ayin Zayin. We find a dual expression of the opening of the mouth relating to the opening of the mouth on Tesvav bin Nisan. One expression says Kol Amar B'Lasapa Reza Meshubach, and the other expression is Lechem Oni Lechem She'onim Alav Dvarim Harbe. What's the difference? The difference between these two expressions explains to us that there are two ways of opening your mouth on the night of the 15th. One is ribui dvarim, that relates to the Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, and the second way is ribui dvarim, that relates to the mitzvah of Sipur derech achilas matzah. So the kol amar b'lasaper l'yitzias Mitzrayim reza meshubach is talking about the Sipur itself, and kol lechem oni, that matzah is called lechem oni, lechem she'onim al dvarim harbe, we say a lot in the matzah. The swallowing of the matzah opens up the mouth to be marbe dvarim in the second way, to be marbe yisias mitzapri yisias mitzrayim through the matzah. The garon is machnes and motzi. Here the hachnas and the hatzah are shluvos. The garon is machnes the matzah, and then it's motzi the ribui dvarim. So how does this hachnas and hatzah work? We know that 10 measures of speech came down to the world, and 9 were taken by women. There is a special depth in this memra. These 9 measures that women took all come from the Ma'ora Bereshis and Sefer Toldos Ha'adam. And that's the mimer that's Kovea the Goral, the fate of Chava, of Eve, Ve'el Ishech Tishukatech V'hu Yimshol Bach. Rashi explains that even though you desire your husband, you have no rishus to ask for his intimacy explicitly with your mouth. When the atzmius of a person is closed up inside of him or her, and the person cannot express directly, so they say it in many different ways without saying the word itself. When you want to say a word, let's say you don't know a word in Hebrew, so you'll say 15 words to try to say the word that you're trying to say. Not only that, person keeps going around and around, and he just comes to this tremendous ribui dvarim. So the woman who is not allowed to express directly her needs, as Rashi says, so she has to take these tisha kabin sicha to say it in many, many different ways without saying it explicitly, and it's misgalgel around and around without actually hitting the point. The inyan of this calling out Hashem Echad is explained in the Gemara, that all you have is a tova v'ametiv, and there is no room for dayin emes. And that's why b'yom ahu yiyah Hashem Echad u'shmo Echad, on that day God's name is going to be one, because b'yom hazeh it's not one. We have a tova v'ametiv and dayin emes. We have good tidings and bad tidings. Al shmuos tovos you say a tova v'ametiv, and on besuros ros, person says dayin emes chas v'shalom. But on that day there will only be atova v'ametiv ba'ofen, that if on this day a person makes atova v'ametiv on bad shmuos, all there is a bracha levatola. And since this matzav of atova v'ametiv is included in the kriya of Hashem Echad, it emerges that in this world we don't have the fullest, most full expression of Hashem Echad, because we don't have a world where you can just say Atov Ametiv. And the only world where Hashem's name will really be one is when we see it's all one, it's all good. And from this, we can understand in our mind and we can perceive in our hearts that the Klolius Knesset Yisrael that exists in the sod, in the secret of Eishes Chayil, the Iker Atzmius of Knesset Yisrael is Ichud and Dveikus Bo Yisbarach. Like we see in the, say in the Piyut on Sukkos, that since she is Chavuka Vidvuka Bach, she is hugging and clinging to you, Memela, she is Yechida Liachadach, she is the only one to make you one. Now on this day, Knesset Yisrael cannot fully express the Yichud Hashem, that it's all one, that it's all good. And therefore that bracha of Dayan Emes is still in our world. There's this duality of good and evil. Mimela, Knesset Yisrael is in the state of a person, in the matzav of a person, that his Iker Atzmius, his very essential self, is closed up inside of him and has no way to express it. We learn that in such an instance, it's expressed in many, many different ideas without actually saying it. Many tziurim, many different colors and many different vessels. And the Klalius of Knesset Yisrael, who is the Eishes Chayil of Chavuka V'Dvuka Bach, that cannot expressly say the content of the Chibuk and the Dibuk and the Ichud, because we're still in Hayom HaZeh and we don't have full Achdus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Knesset Yisrael takes the 9 Kavim of Sicha in order to express through them that Nikuda Atzmutit Havayatit that has no expression, that has no words in this world. And that's what Knesset Yisrael is doing on Pesach. Pesach! That's what all of this speech is about. Saying and saying and saying without actually getting to the Nekuda Atzmutit, Havayatit, HaMerkazit. Because we're not there yet. We don't have that full Yichud yet with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're still living in a world of Dayan Emes. What was the first time that Knesset Yisrael was Besod Eishes Chayil? The answer is in the mouth of Jeremiah the prophet, Zachalti lach, Chesed nuraich, Ahavat klulotayich, Lechtech acharai bamidbar. I remember the chesed of your youth, the love of the wedding, when you followed me in the midbar, the achilas chipazon of the matzah on the night of the 15th, put Knesset Yisrael besod chesed neurim, and avas klulos of Eishes Chayil. That's when we became God's wife, Chavuka V'Dvuka Bach. And the Zman of this Chibuk and Dibuk to the Yechido Liyachadoch, that's the night of, that's Tesvav. And this Yichud has no full expression now. So all we have is that we put the matzah in our mouths on the 15th of Nisan, in memory of that 15th of Nisan, the same Oros are coming down now that came down then. And we're machnis into our peh matzah. And what comes out is this ribui dvarim of the Eishes Chayil, who follows her beloved into the desert. And that's why we have all of this ribui dvarim, all of this talk about wanting to be davuk by Hashem without actually getting there. So there's so much ribui sicha. There's so many inyanim that are discussed, and that's the lechem oni, lechem she'onim olav, dvarim harbe. That's the ribui dvarim that comes out from the matzah, from the tesavav. So we should be zoche, that's b'schus the achilas chipazon of the matzah and lil tesavav, that we're able to express in so many different ways our love and yearning for our beloved, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we should be zoche, כי מייצי סכם ארץ ישראל מראינו לפלוס בגאולה השלמה במהירה וימינו אמן ואמן שלום שלום sweetest and most beloved friends, and thank you for joining me in this tour de force of deep Torah insight. Shalom shalom.